and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is the 22nd of January, 2010, and the title of this podcast is Roasting Marshmallows. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday through Friday, I will bring you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. And today in the grammar notes, we will be covering the use of some verbs. Roasting marshmallows. On a cold, dull winter day, I sometimes light a fire after picking the children up from school. We gather around and feel cozy. The lounge where we have the fireplace also has a computer and a Wii console, so there is plenty to do for everyone. Though I like to give the kids a healthy snack after school, I make an exception every now and then. Marshmallows are the perfect treat when you have an open fire. Put them on a stick, hold them over the flames, and in no time you will have a light brown, soft, warm marshmallow, ready to be devoured. It's a favorite when camping. In fact, there is a special marshmallow recipe that I was introduced to when I came to live here. S'mores. S'mores are melted marshmallows with a chunk of chocolate sandwiched in between two square crackers. A very sweet treat indeed. S'mores are part of a tradition when people go camping overnight, or an occasional treat to make over an open fire at home. Apparently, Americans eat about 90 million pounds of marshmallows each year. Phew! The marshmallow as we know it was first manufactured in 1948. However, a much older type of soft candy is found in recipes using the marshmallow plant that has a spongy inside. This was cut out and either boiled in sugar syrup, dried, and then rolled in confectioner's sugar. However these treats began, they are certainly popular in our household and make a sweet addition to a wintry day. Grammar notes. To gather. We gathered around the campfire and sang songs. To devour. The great white shark devoured its prey. To sandwich. The underground was so full of people. I was sandwiched in between two huge people. To manufacture. The car company will manufacture the hydrogen car next year. That's all for today. Thanks so much for listening. Remember to email me at acupofenglish@live.com and I promise to write back to you. Until next time, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.